Born and raised in Philadelphia, the city that revolutionized the pro wrestling industry, Jeff Desiato has rekindled his passion for the sport he loved as a child. Join him on his journey to discover what makes pro wrestling such a uniquely enjoyable form of entertainment. This is the Why We Enjoy Wrestling podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. I know it's been a while. Haven't been available because of a number of reasons, but I didn't want to just put out content that wasn't prepared at all, even though that's kind of what I'm doing now. So last time you heard from me was my predictions for Money in the Bank. Since then, I've been incredibly busy. Went on vacation with my family for a full week this time. So I'm not gonna bother recapping SmackDowns and Raws because it's been a month almost. And I'm not going to recap Money in the Bank. We all know what happened there. I don't even remember my predictions. So when I said be more prepared, obviously I was just being facetious. I wanted to get a SummerSlam predictions podcast out, and the time is of the essence. So I wanted to talk through these matches real quick. So they're not in any particular order, and also the caveat is I recorded this before the go-home edition of SmackDown. There's been rumors on the internet that they're going to be adding matches or changing stipulations, so I just want to throw that disclaimer out there. Some of this information is subject to change, but we'll put out a prediction anyway just so that we have it on record. Let's start, no particular order, the match of the night for me, Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk with special guest referee Seth Rollins. A lot of people going back and forth about this, saying that if Punk loses, it makes him lose steam. I don't think that's true. Some people saying if McIntyre loses, he just looks like an idiot, which is kind of the story they're telling, is that he can't control his emotions, so he keeps jockeying himself out of positions because of his emotions and his revenge and his rage. So depending on how they go with that, I think, obviously, interjecting Seth Rollins is to set up CM Punk, Seth Rollins down the road. I don't know what the timeline on this is. A lot of people are throwing out the idea of after this match having a triple threat and then having a Hell in the Cell to be the blow off for Punk and McIntyre, and then you can get to Seth Rollins and CM Punk starting with either after Bad Blood. So that would be a shorter build instead of having to drag this thing out for 8 months. Although I will give these guys credit because they have been able to do this long-term storytelling really well, even without Punk being able to be in the ring. So I think I'm going to go with what I think a lot of people think online, is that Seth Rollins inadvertently costs CM Punk the match. Drew McIntyre gets the win, which then sets up more to the story down the road. So I'm going to say Drew McIntyre wins, but not cleanly. Next up, Logan Paul versus LA Knight. I really hope this is the moment, guys. Anybody that's been listening knows how big of an LA Knight fan I am. And I think it's his moment to get gold. And I hope that he does. And I hope that it's a good match. I hope that the crowd comes up for it. I hope that LA Knight wins definitively. And I think Logan Paul's done a great job of elevating that title by carrying it around the world and being a great heel and getting eyeballs on the product and getting wrestling out into the world by having a lot of wrestling guests on his podcast and things like that. So LA Knight, hopefully it's his time. Sami Zayn versus Bron Breakker. So we already have one title change in my predictions. I don't see how Bron Breakker can lose this match without killing his momentum at all. So I'm going to have Bron Breakker go over. Some people are saying it might be good to have a squash. I think that would damage Sami Zayn in a sense. I don't know. Maybe they'll tie in the whole thing about him having the comedy show and being distracted, etc., to kind of give him the justification. Or they'll do like an injury or a sick angle like they've done with Bret Hart in the past where they say he's got 104 fever and he loses to the Mountie and all that kind of stuff. That dates me right there. But I'd like to see Bron Breakker win. I think they need to. He's definitely the improved version, whatever Austin Theory was supposed to be, Bron Breakker is that plus. You got to strap the rocket to him. The crowd's ready for him, even though he's technically a heel right now. And I think you got to pull the trigger. So Bron Breakker going over Sami Zayn And I don't think, you know, I think it's a good run. I'm on record from the beginning saying I didn't think Sami Zayn was the person to dethrone Gunther. But here we are. So I think he needs to put somebody else over. He's perpetually over at this point in his career. So I think it's time for him to show the rub and put Bron Breakker over here. Another World Heavyweight Championship bout, Gunther versus Damian Priest. Some people are saying they see Priest winning and Gunther winning in Germany. I don't necessarily think that's the case, because that would assume Gunther's got a headline, right? He's got a headline in Germany, and I don't see him headlining a match as the challenger. So I feel like he's got to win and then headline a match either against, I don't know, so I don't know who it could be, Pete Dunne or who knows, Ilya Dragunov. I don't think they have time to build. I guess they do. They have 4 weeks after SummerSlam. But either way, I want to see Gunther win. Even if he wins not cleanly, I want to see Gunther win that title and elevate that title the way he did the Intercontinental title. And I would argue if they give him another long reign, that will be the thing that solidifies that title as equal to, maybe not 100% equal to, but it'll definitely make it feel less like the secondary belt by having it on Gunther and letting him carry it for a while, maybe even till WrestleMania. Bayley versus Nia Jax. A lot of people are saying Nia Jax is going to go over in this match, maybe with help from Tiffany Stratton. I'd be interested to see if there's this many title changes, if there's three, because I, spoiler alert, I have three title changes in my predictions. Although SummerSlam is the WrestleMania of the summer. So I wouldn't be surprised. Those are the big shows. We usually see those big title changes, the world titles. So I think Nia Jax has done a great job since she's been back, and I wouldn't be surprised if they put the strap on her. Liv and Rhea, this match, I am going to say what a lot of people are saying. At first, everybody was like, oh, Rhea's going to come back. When she finally comes back, she's just going to crush Liv. And now I think this story has played out in such a way that they're going to find a way to keep the strap on Liv and have Rhea build as a babyface to the point where if when she finally wins, it's going to be, because she's only been back for a little bit. So I think there's more story to tell with her actually being back, especially if she's getting screwed out of the title, which I think is what's going to happen. And I don't necessarily know if it's going to be Dominic intentionally or inadvertently. I think it may be inadvertently at first, and then maybe there's more. Because up till now, we haven't seen Dominic being attracted to Liv at all. He is pushed back from the beginning. So all these people are like, oh, it's going to be a work the whole time, and he's going to be on Liv's side, and they're going to screw. And I'm like, that's not how he's been presented. I know that they've tried to set him up, but he's been adamantly against it. Even in the private moments, you know, like the moments where it's just the camera and the audience and none of the other Judgment Day members, he's been reluctant. So I don't, if we're supposed to believe that, you know, the camera's not there and they're in private and he's like, you know, pretending to not be attracted to her or whatever, like, I feel like the story is going to continue, and that in order for it to continue, you need to keep the belt on Liv. And I think that's what's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a swerve and Finn Balor costs Rhea the title. I'm also interested to see where this match is positioned after or before the Damian Priest match, because I think that could play a factor as well. I think we see Rhea and Damian continue to go babyface and separate from the Judgment Day. Now, I don't know if SummerSlam is when the breakup happens officially or if it's like when it becomes obvious that it's going to happen. Finally, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa. A lot of people are talking about Roman Reigns coming back, which is making me think he's not going to come back. I've read a lot and I've seen a lot of opinions about Jimmy Uso having to come back before Roman Reigns. I don't know if I agree with that necessarily, but there's this weird feeling I have where, and now I'm going to make a comparison. And obviously the comparison I make is going to be from the Vince McMahon era. So take it with a grain of salt. But I remember when Drew McIntyre was carrying the ball during the pandemic, they had him lose the title to Randy Orton and then win it back immediately. I think at the next pay-per-view. And I think, I would say there's a 5% chance, that Solo Sikoa could win in a way that would protect Cody Rhodes. And then we have a rematch where he wins it back and then takes it to WrestleMania. 5% chance, maybe even less, maybe 3.5. I'm talking myself out of it as I talk. But it would be crazy if that were to happen. Like, people would be shocked. So I feel like if Roman doesn't come back, then that might be what they do because they want people to be talking at the end of this. And my concern is that they're riding, if Roman is not coming back, then they have been setting themselves up, the fans have been setting themselves up for a very disappointing SummerSlam. And I hope that's not the case. I hope we go home happy. I hope it's there's moments, there's shocks and awe and everything. That's what I want from SummerSlam. I actually get to watch it live, which I'm really excited about. Because usually I have to watch it on a delay, but not this time. So those were my picks. I got Drew McIntyre, LA Knight, Bron Breakker, Gunther, Nia Jax, Liv Morgan, Cody Rhodes. And then we'll see. We'll see if the Tribal Chief returns to reclaim his throne. That's all I have, and I will check in with you guys next time. Don't know when that's going to be. But I will say my wife and kids will be going back to school soon. So I will have more me time to put out weekly podcasts, hopefully. But until then, get out there and enjoy all the wrestling.